Hello, welcome everyone. Welcome, everyone. I'm Ginger London. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. I'm excited. We are doing a new 14-day challenge on learning to forgive others. So welcome, 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 everyone. This will be a 14-day radio series challenge on breaking the cycle of unresolved pain that's stealing your joy. Breaking the cycle of unresolved pain that is stealing your joy. Have you ever taken time out of your busy day to assess whether or not you are living your best life? Have you ever awakened one morning and said, let me just take a moment to kind of figure out, you know, what's going on with my life? If you're like me, there have been some mornings where I've actually awakened sitting on the edge of the bed, you know, frustrated, maybe about something that was done to me, something that happened a few months ago, not getting my way with something, and I realized that I wasn't living my best life because there was something getting in the way, blocking me from doing that, and part of that was unforgiveness. So, again, I'm going to ask you a question that I want you to write the question down because it's very important. As you follow the 14-day challenge, I want you to have a notebook, a pen, be ready to take notes, be ready to write your feelings out when you have aha moments, when there's a struggle in your spirit, write that down. When it's uncomfortable, when it's painful, all of that will be a part of your growth process and your breaking free process. All of that's going to be a part of breaking the cycle of the unresolved pain that is stealing your joy. So make sure you have a notebook and a pen. And the first question, have you ever taken the time out of a busy day to assess if you're living your best life? The second question, do you wake up refreshed and ready for the day, or do you want to hide under the covers while hitting the snooze button more than one time, right? Do you wake up refreshed and ready for the day, or do you want to hide under the covers while hitting the snooze button? I believe life is joyful and that it should be cherished, but if you're feeling anything less than joyful, then there's a root cause for that. So the question, are you living in the past, wishing for a relationship or a job that didn't work? Any of us can say that we've had some of that, maybe had that experience in our lives. You didn't get the job that you wanted. And so maybe you was just holding on to that disappointment because you just could not get that job. You knew, hey, I qualified for it. It looked like they were going to give the job to me, and lo and behold, I didn't get the job, right? It could be a number of reasons why you didn't get the job, but for some reason, you can't seem to let that go, right, and move on and keep applying and keep having expectation that you'll get the right job and that a better job will come along. You know, sometimes when we don't get what we want, it's not because we're not supposed to have it. Remember, there's somebody else involved in this. Even in an interviewing process, it's you, the one applying for the job, but it's the other person who has to do the hiring, and they can make a bad decision. So, you know, are you holding on? Are you living in the past? Are you holding on to something? Are you stressed out with your current job or business, right? If you're stressed out on your job, you're not going to be living your best life. And when you're not, and when you're that stressed out, that means that something is going on that job that's causing that stress, whether it's coworkers doing what they shouldn't be doing, saying things they shouldn't be saying. Maybe you're being mistreated on the job or overlooked, harassed, whatever it is, there's a root cause to you being stressed out on the job. And if any of those types of things are going on, I guarantee you there's some unforgiveness somewhere, because somebody will say something on a job that will anger you, and you become so angry that you won't forgive, and you're looking and lurking around for an opportunity either to lash back, or you're looking for an opportunity to take revenge. And all of that is detrimental to your well-being. There are reasons for this type of behavior or experience in your life. And within the challenge, I'm going to help you to create new habits that will teach you about forgiveness, how to forgive others, how to forgive yourself. And if you implement these disciplines and practices and these exercises that we're going to be talking about and discussing over the next 14 days, I have no doubt that you'll start feeling differently about your life, differently about forgiving others, differently about forgiving yourself, because maybe you've made mistakes, you've messed up in the past, and you still haven't let that go, and so you can't move forward because you haven't forgiven yourself. So during this challenge over the 14 days, you're going to learn what forgiveness is, and how it's holding you back. You'll learn how to decide who needs and deserves your forgiveness, right? And that's everybody, no matter what they've done. You don't have to be best friends with people once you've forgiven them, and you can forgive them without even having to have a sit down, let's talk about it strategy. You can forgive a person, release it, and go on. You'll learn how to acknowledge and accept your true feelings. You know, how do you really feel about being hurt? How do you feel about not getting the job that you knew that you were qualified for and you were expecting to get it? How do you feel about how your coworkers treat you on the job? How do you feel about your family relationships with the family members that you can't seem to get along with? How do you feel when they say hurtful things and do things that just crush your spirit? How do you feel about that? So you'll learn how to acknowledge and accept your true feelings. You'll learn some powerful disciplines to release, let go, and deeply heal from unforgiveness. Those grudges, that bitterness that sets in, all it's doing is hurting you. It's not hurting the other person. You're going to learn the keys to self-forgiveness. Remember, we're human, so we can make mistakes. There are times when we mess up. We don't do everything we're supposed to do, but we have to learn to forgive ourselves so that we can move on. And do better in life. And then you're going to learn how to let go gracefully, even when it feels hard to do, and much more. So it's a lot that's going to be involved over the next 14 days. But if you stay with the radio series, get your notepad out, and make sure that you're taking notes and stay with me. It's truly going to be an awesome blessing, especially if in your life you know that you have wanted to let go and you just haven't been able to let go. So if you are a living, breathing adult, you've had experiences in your lifetime that haven't worked out the way you've hoped. You've met a wide range of people, some of whom might not have treated you properly, and you've made your fair share of mistakes. We all have, either because you didn't know better or you didn't do your due diligence to find out more information before you made the mistake. Right? Or because you're human. And as a human, plain and simple, we make mistakes. So if you walk around remembering all of those negative things about those experiences or holding grudges against people who wronged you many years ago, the negativity will weigh down in your mind and in your spirit. You'll start to notice only the negative things in your life, and you'll be afraid to meet new people out of fear because of your past experiences. Now, it's not the other people that's causing you to hold on to it. You're holding on to it because of the pain, and you're holding on to it because you're thinking, you know, you should apologize to me. You know, you wronged me. You owe me an apology. And we have a tendency to hold on to that, expecting the people who've wronged you to come back and fix this mess. And it doesn't always work that way. There are a lot of mature people in the world, and some people will come back and say, what I said to you was impolite, it was wrong, and I shouldn't have said it, and I was out of line. Please forgive me. I'm going to make every effort not to speak to you like that again. That's a lot of mature people. But there are some people who are just, they're not going to do it. There are some mean-spirited people on the earth. There are some angry people. There are some revengeful people, some target seekers, which means that they're aiming to hurt people. That's just who they choose to be, and they haven't changed yet. So you can't expect them to turn around and come back and make something right that they've wronged. They have no intention of doing that. So you have to get yourself together and prepare yourself for to grow yourself so that you can let it go, so that you won't be looking for people to come back and do that. You want to get rid of all of the negativity that's weighing down your mind. Your thoughts are always playing that scene over and over again. You're saying, you know, you're remembering it over and over again. So you want to make sure that you get that out of your spirit. And if you don't, you'll start to only notice the negative things in life. Again, you'll be afraid to meet new people. You'll be afraid to reach out. You'll be afraid to love again. You'll be afraid to get a really good job because, you know, there's always going to be some ladder climb people on the job, and they'll do anything to tear you down just to build themselves up on the job. You have to get past all of that and stand in your own spiritual maturity to know that that's not me doing it, and I deserve everything that my life is supposed to have. So this is where forgiveness comes into play. Forgiveness can help you mentally, can help your mental wellness by lifting your negative thoughts from and feelings from you, which causes you your stress and your fear. Let me say it another way. You must let this work in your life. People, as long as we're on this earth, somebody's going to stay and do something they shouldn't. And we're going to be hurt by some of those things. So you cannot allow your life to become stuck and stagnant because of what someone else said to you or done to you. And there are some things that people do that are just horrific. And it's going to take you a little longer to do that. That you have to work through a lot of debris for some of the things that for some things that have happened to certain people. It's just horrible. So it's not like I'm just going, okay, yeah, you know what? You cursed me out yesterday, I'm going to forgive you today. Some things are horrific, and it's going to take a process that you work through to come out on the other side so that you are the better person on the other side. And what I mean by that is not being weighed down by what happened to you, but you can become victorious over it and move forward in life. So you don't want to find yourself living with chronic stress, you know, which leads to illness and disease. You want to discover ways that you can use forgiveness in everyday life so that you can move forward. So in this radio series challenge, I'm going to give you some strategies that you can use at home to help you to forgive people from your past transgressions, for the past transgressions against you, and anything that you've done that you haven't forgiven yourself for. So over the next 14 days, we're going to be talking about these strategies. I want you to begin to implement them. I want you to begin to feel better. I want you to get to a place where you're not harboring resentment toward anyone. I want you to notice the feelings as they start to dissipate. I want you to feel less stress in your life. I want you to feel less tension in your life. I want you to become that forgiving person that when something happens, you know the strategies of how to let it go so that it doesn't interfere with your daily life and your living in the joy that you were created to live in. So what you're going to need a notebook. Use this notebook as a journal because you'll be doing some self-reflection. You're going to be writing. You're going to be talking about it out loud to yourself, you know, and so I want you to every day put aside and reserve some alone time in a quiet place away from your family, away from the office, away from your home office if you work at home. And I want you to spend time each day reflecting and meditating and journaling what your heart is going on in your heart. What is going on inside of your heart as you go through these next 14 days with me? I want you to write down any type of feelings that arise, whether they are painful or whether you have an aha moment, whether there's some joy that comes from that. I want you to really be honest with yourself. And so self-reflection is not about you just revisiting the past. It's really about being honest with yourself about what's going on the inside of you and what you need to do to move forward. So I want you to learn to forgive, and I want forgiveness to become a completely natural feeling that you have instead of allowing yourself to be bogged down by it. You may feel uncomfortable while you're going through this challenge. But all of that is part of the healing process. And if you want to heal, you have to go through the process. That's just the way that it is. So don't shortchange yourself. Put yourself into it. Experience it. It's going to be a little painful along the way because some old memories are going to come up. Jot those things down, because while we're going through the challenges, you might say, oh, I forgot about that. It's going to come to back to the forefront of your mind. Write it down, because that's going to need to be on the forgiving and letting go list that you're going to create. So I want you to keep a journal, meditate, self-reflect, do everything on this journey that you need to do to make sure that you are healing. So before we get started on in the next session, this is just an intro, but I wanted to take a few minutes of the intro and talk to you about what forgiveness is not, right? Because I don't want you to misunderstand when we say forgiveness, what we're talking about. So before we jump into it on tomorrow, I want you to know that forgiveness is not, N-O-T, condoning the person's behavior. It is not condoning the person's behavior. Forgiveness will acknowledge what the person did to you, but forgiveness releases them from owing you anything. Because as long as you're harboring unforgiveness, what you're saying is that you owe me something because of what you've done to me. You owe me an apology. You owe me this. You owe me that. And as long as you're not getting what you think that is due you as a result of that hurt, you're not going to forgive because you want what you think they owe you. So in order to release your own spirit and to position yourself in a place where you're free to live, even if they never say, I'm sorry, then you have to learn that forgiveness is not condoning their behavior. Forgiveness is releasing them from owing you anything, from them owing you anything. Forgiveness is not a desire to reconcile with the person or allow them into your life again. There are some situations, some life issues, you will not be able to let the person back in. It's just, you won't be able to do it. That situation was so horrible, so horrific, so out of control. It was life-threatening, whatever the case may be. You will not be able to let that person back in. So that's why you have to learn to forgive without maybe necessarily talking to the person. There are some instances and some life issues you're not going to be able to go back into. It's just not safe for you to do it. So forgiveness is not a desire to reconcile with the person or allow them back into your life. And when I say reconcile, I'm talking about building a relationship with them. It's not always going to be that way for you. All right. Forgiveness is not restoring trust. Trust is earned. Right? I'm not forgiving you and then automatically I'm trusting you again. No, trust is earned. And if I choose to reconcile with you, then we need to put in place, I'm going to need to put in place a restoration plan. There's something that you're going to need to do to build my trust back in you again. And rightfully so, if you want to stay connected to me, right? And when I make up that restoration plan, I don't make that plan out in such a way as to harm you or make you feel like you're paying me back, because that defeats the whole purpose of what I'm saying. The forgiveness is not that they owe you anything. The restoration plan is showing some things that they must do to regain your trust once again so they can stay connected to you. And forgiveness is not forgetting about what happened. That's not forgiveness. Forgiveness isn't blind. Forgiveness isn't ignorant. Forgiveness is not some superficial thing that you're doing. You will remember what happened, but forgiveness means that I'm not going to harbor and just and wallow in what happened to me, and I'm not going to hold a grudge, and I'm not going to take revenge, and I'm not going to retaliate in any way. So it's not forgetting about what happened. It's about not wallowing and not harboring in us, constantly going over this over and over again to the point that I have yet to release it, and now it's hindering my everyday life. So remember, that's what it is not. So it's not condoning the person's behavior. It's not necessarily a desire to reconcile with the person or allow them back into your life again, and it's not restoring trust automatically. And forgiveness is not forgetting about what happened. So instead of thinking about forgiveness that that way, think of forgiveness as a gift to yourself. It allows you to think about the past, to acknowledge your feelings about the incident or incident, and then those feelings go. I know it sounds simplistic, but forgiveness works that way, and it really has nothing to do, you know, with the other person. It has everything to do with you, everything to do with you and how you handle these leftover feelings that are there as a result of someone having done something to you, right? So however you embrace this, I encourage you to embrace it, but I want to give you this is a very important note. As a believer, I'm a Christian believer. So as a Christian believer, forgiveness is a spiritual discipline that we are required to exercise in our lives and in our relationship with other people. So as a believer, we're taught in the scripture to do so when possible, when we make amends with each other. But there are some times where you're going to have to forgive spiritually, you know, by faith. Because you're not going to be able to go to the other person. They're not going to come back around for you to do it. So we're going to talk about different ways that you can release that, how you can offer forgiveness or actually forgive that person without necessarily having to speak with that person again. Because it may not always be that easy for you. So you'll learn those strategies and the strategies that you learn, you could do them in the privacy of your own home, wherever you live, you know, on your schedule. And if a person does come to you to make amends, you can listen to them, but you don't necessarily have to let them back into your life. One of the great things about spiritual maturity is the Word of God says, be quick to hear and slow to speak. So when people come to make amends, let them do it. Let them offer you their apology and know in your spirit that this is what they're doing. Don't try to critique it. Everybody's not sincere, don't try to critique it. Don't try to analyze it. Don't try to not, you know, but he said this, she said that, but this word means this, and they're not serious. Listen, let them do what they need to do, and then you have to resolve within yourself if you're going to accept that and move on, because if you don't, you're going to continue to harbor unforgiveness, and then you're going to be right back to where you are right now. So even if it doesn't sound sincere to you, just receive it and just say in your own spirit, okay, I accept your apology. I forgive you. And then go back to your secret place. God, it didn't sound sincere. But whether it sounded sincere or not, I forgive that person for what they did to me. Because I need to release it in my spirit so my spirit is fresh. My spirit is clean. My spirit is not weighed down. My spirit is not bitter and grudging and harboring things that get in the way from the life that I'm supposed to live, period. So make sure that you understand that. This is all about healing your soul, healing your spirit, and healing your well-being completely, right? It's about your healing. It's not about trying to give them absolution so they can feel better. It's about you. Learning to forgive others is about you, about taking care of your whole person, mind, body, and spirit. It's about you, period. It hurts you more to not forgive than it hurts them to not know. It hurts you more to not forgive than it hurts them to know that you're not forgiving them. They're going to go on. You have to put a lot of energy into not forgiving. You have to talk about it, think about it, and you have to really tense up to not do it. So it takes a lot of energy to not forgive. So remember, it's all about you, and I'm not saying that to be conceited or self-centered. It's about your healing process. So it's about healing your soul. It's about healing your mind. It's about positioning yourself in a place where you can experience the necessary refreshment and restoration in your spirit to go on. And it's about learning the discipline of forgiveness so that you can learn to forgive people before 2 or 3 years pass by. You can forgive them 2 hours later, right? Or in the moment, you can forgive them. But if you don't know how to do that, you can't practice that. So the Bible says this in Proverbs, and all of our getting, getting understanding. And sometimes we try to spiritually do things that we don't understand yet. And it doesn't, when it doesn't work or it doesn't look like it's working for us, we become frustrated. So slow down for a minute, get involved in the 14-day challenge, and let's go through this for learning to forgive others process together so that you can release some things that have hindered you and stopped your joy for years and years. So I want you to be free. So don't forget to join the challenge. God bless you, everybody. I'll see you on day one. Take care. Have an awesome day. And remember, get your journal, your note, your ink pens or pencils, whatever you write with, a cup of coffee or tea or something refreshing, you know, iced tea or something, so that if you're following, if you're listening live, or even if you're following the listening to the replay, stay focused. Make sure that your atmosphere, that while you're going through the challenge, is an atmosphere of learning, so that you can successfully take this journey and successfully come on the other side as a forgiving person. God bless you. Take care. I'm Minister Ginger London.